Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. In our devotional today, again, we want to look at this eternal intercessor that we as Christians have. You know, so many times we as Christians will give up when pressures come in on us and feel as though we are helpless and that there is no use trying because we've tried once, we've tried for a long time, and we have prayed consistently and the Lord hasn't worked according to the way that we think He ought to work. And so we many times may be tempted by the devil to give up. But I'd like for you to consider something here today on our devotional. First of all, the Christian is indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God. Now, that same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead indwells the body of every Christian. The Lord spoke, and the world came into existence. By His Spirit, He holds all things in place. The oceans stand and stop at the boundaries that God has set for them by the Spirit of God. Also, the Christian is cleansed by the blood of Christ. And the Lord is pleased, He's satisfied when He looks on the life of a Christian because He sees that Christian as He sees Christ. He is satisfied in Christ and the work that He's done, and anyone who is trusting in the blood of Christ, God is satisfied with you in Christ. Also, He has graven us upon the hands of Himself. He is not about to abandon or forsake us. Also, He has made us to be partakers of His divine nature. Again, that speaks so highly of what God thinks of us, that we are made a part of His family, not only a partaker of His divine nature, but we've been accepted into the Beloved. And then we have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, redeemed, bought back. We are in His care. We are His property. And yet, so many times we are tempted to think, does the Lord love me? Does Jesus care? But not only so. Notice something else. The Scriptures tell us in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, that the Lord Jesus Christ is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. And in chapter 1, verse 13, He lets us know again, He said, sit on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Now, if the Lord is set down at the right hand, that means the work for redemption as far as paying for the penalty of our sins, it's done. It's done. The work is finished. Now, that is still not going to bring us to a place to where we can stop. And we can continue on with this, but lest we do, I want to focus on this which we find in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 25. Seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for them. Why is it that, why do we need an intercessor if we have been made partakers of His divine nature, if we are kept by the power of God, if we are indwelt by the Holy Spirit of God, been cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, been graven upon the hands of the Lord? Yet He says He is an intercessor for us. You know, an intercessor is one who pleads the cause of another. And the Lord Jesus didn't just save us and say, now, I expect to meet you in heaven one day. No, He walks with us. He is in us. He will never abandon us. And He is there in heaven interceding for us, for you, and for me, because we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. So, dear friend, do you see any reason for which you should be doubting whether or not God loves you as a Christian? You failed Him? He hasn't changed His love. Give yourself afresh unto Him today and accept His love. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.